How are people able to talk about their experiences? Spot the institutional discourses. In the previous section, the focus was on what people are talking about their work and the work processes of other people they gear into, but we can also begin to see important features of the institution and the institutional interface if we attend to the how it is that people can talk about their experience. How does it come to be available to them to know and tell their experience in that way? Here, particular attention is addressed to institutional or ruling discourses, as these are taken up by the research informants. In addition to the interface that happens when a person gears bodily into institutional work processes, for example, by seeking medical care or participating in pharmaceutical therapy, this sort of interface happens conceptually and linguistically. Language is, essentially, a phenomenon of interface, partly an inconstituent of individual consciousness, but also shared. Language, for the individual consciousness, lies on the borderline between oneself and the other. The word in language is half someone else's, back to 1981, 293. But language, in the sense of English, is not a unitary phenomena, within what we treat as the shared language of English.